Red Bench is now live. It's a takeover from the Aviva Stadium because for the third successive year, the third successive final between Cork City and Dundalk, and we're gone to extra time. It's finished scoreless after 90 minutes, which means, Rory, the action goes on and we're bringing live commentary.
Yeah, live commentary here now until the full-time whistle of Cork City and Dundalk, joined alongside Neil Horrigan, Cork City legend, who'll be with us for the rest of the game. Just before we get on to that, Brian Gartland has been down since the full-time whistle has gone. He's walking a little bit gingerly. He went up for a header with Ryan Delaney. He came off the worst of it, and he doesn't look too healthy here, Neil, does he?
Yeah, he'd be a loss for them if he does come off. I think Sean Hoare would be the replacement there if he does. But Gartland's a bit of a leader. Yeah. Looks like he's coming off there. He's throwing his socks down. So, you know, that's probably a positive thing from Cork City, if unfortunate for Gartland.
Yeah, so Brian Gartland going off doesn't look any way happy about it, but you cannot be too careful when it comes to concussion, Neil.
Yeah, you can't these days, not at all. Be it concussion or, you know, so we get him off is the thing. Cork City now, though, Rory, they have a great chance here to win a double, and it's an amazing feat to get this far. I really hope they can do it. Alan Bennett nearly scored from a scorpion kick in the last minute of the game, which is, that would have been phenomenal, but I think they can do it. I think they have the leaders out there, the Bennetts, the McNulty's, the Conor McCormack's, and I think we're going to do it.
Yeah, Cork City had a great chance to win it with the last kick of the game in normal time. We had Carol Shepherd heading the ball across, back across goal. Benno with a scorpion kick, which would have been some way to win an FAI Cup final. But a terrific save from Gartland as he followed up, and a save from Gary Buckley. It's been even, Neil, between these two teams today. It's been even all the way through the season.
Yeah, I think it's been well. I think City, in fairness, at the start of the season, were way ahead of Dundalk. I think Dundalk and City now, if you look at them, they're even enough. You see Sean Hoare is coming on there for Gartland as we speak. It'll be interesting to see what John Caulfield does. Does he bring on maybe Campion or something up front to freshen things up?
Campion has been intensely warming up. It looked like he was just about to come on just before the 90 minutes were up, but he put his training top back on, and he's still been warming up intensely while the halftime speeches and instructions are being given by John Caulfield. So he should be coming on in the next couple of minutes, or else he's just been told to stay fresh. If City needs to adjust. But it is Cork City nil, Dundalk nil for the third consecutive year. These teams are going to extra time. Who will it be? Will it be Dundalk? Will it be Cork City, who win the double for the first time for Cork side since 1951, as Dundalk get us underway? And Dane Massey on the ball plays it up, and Dundalk look for McElhenney, who's been very quiet tonight, Neil, hasn't he? He's been well marshalled by McCormack.
Yeah, I think McCormack has been the influential person in the middle of the pitch today. He's been brilliant, McCormack, since Cork City have signed him, and we're going to rely on him in extra time now as well, I think.
Cork City have a free kick here, about 20 yards into their own half, over on the far side. Cork City attacking the Canal End, where all the Dundalk fans are amassed in the first half. That means they'll be attacking their own fans in the second.
You have to say Mark McNulty has dealt with the booing very well. It hasn't affected him one bit. He's been very good. There's been a few crosses coming in there testing him, and he's dealt with them all impeccably, to be fair to him.
I think Mark loves this kind of stuff though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He lives off it, I think.
Alright, Mark's free kick is headed clear by the Dundalk defence, and is played back in by Griffin, who looks for Shepherd. Femland up with the header, which falls to Dooley. He tries to find Gary Buckley, but it is cleared and it's up, and Ryan Delaney has to tussle there with Dave McMillan. Ball now with Dylan Connolly as he plays it back, and Dundalk look to reset and go forward again as they play the ball long, and it's Beattie across, but his header can only find Dave McMillan, who plays it up. Dundalk on the attack now. Can they get the shot off? They can, but it's blocked excellently by Stephen Beattie, who's had a superb game. Now Cork City are on the attack through Kieran Sadler over on the right hand side. It's Massey who gets the tackle in. Stevie O'Donnell can't keep it in play. That'll be a throw in for Cork City on the far side.
We need a little bit more from Sadler. He's come on, he's done okay, but he's got more in him, and hopefully he can get to the grips of the game. He hasn't really done that yet.
Yeah, there's not a lot of ball has gone his way, but it's going his way now through at McCormack. Shepherd tries to find him, but he can't do it, and Vemlin clears again. And it's now with Dylan Connolly, who looks up. He's got McCormack, who's everywhere today in his face. Connolly has to go back. Now Dundalk tries to attack through McElhenney, but he's dispossessed by Garrett Morrissey, who's been excellent throughout the 90 minutes. And now City are on the attack down the left-hand side with Griffin. He looks up. He's got Dooley here. May have to go back to him. Instead, he plays the deep cross in. looking for Sadler.
I think Griffin's been very good today, Rory. He's been up and down the pitch. That was a good ball in. Bring Cork up, attacking now again. He's been one of the signings of the season for Cork City as well, and he could be the difference here. He's one of the guys who still has legs. It's going to be a feat about physicality rather than anything else at this stage, I think. And he's a guy who has the legs to keep going, you know.
Beattie with the throw in as he looks for Sadler. Sadler gets inside the Cork box, or the Dundalk box, flicks it over his head, tries to find Shepherd, but it's Rogers who claims. And I don't think we can underestimate how amazing that save was from Rogers right at the end of the game.
No, it was fantastic. In fairness, it's a shame that he pulled it off, because it would have been, I think Alan Bennett would have to retire, forget the contract that he had if he had scored that scorpion kick.
It's Dundalk building from the back now with Femland as he puts the ball out to Dane Massey on the left hand side, and it's with Stephen O'Donnell just inside the Dundalk half. Dundalk seeing a lot of the ball, a similar pattern I suppose to the second half of the game, with Dundalk seeing a lot of the ball but not being particularly penetrative with it. McMillan now finds McElhenney. Dundalk trying to attack, but it's well marshalled by Cork City, who have been excellent in defence today. Matt McNulty has had to make a couple of saves. He's been alive to them. Cork City defensively have been excellent, and the ball now is with Carl Shepherd. Plays it back to Griffin just on this near touchline. Griffin though dispossessed by Connolly. Griffin concedes the foul, and this will be a free kick in a crossing area just by the near touchline here, halfway into the Cork City half. The Dundalk will put the ball in. They'll be looking for the head of McElhenney and Sean Hoare, who's going forward for this one, and Vemmeland is up as well. So this is danger here now for Neil, or for City Neil I should say.
Yeah, it is. I suppose it was a free kick we shouldn't really give away, so hopefully we can defend it.
Duffy plays the ball into the edge of the 6-yard box, and it's Dundalk who've gone ahead. Nicholas Vemmeland with the goal for Dundalk, and they lead in the FAI Cup final. 4 minutes 30 seconds on the clock here at the Aviva Stadium. It is Dundalk 1, Cork City 0. I made a note, Neil, that Nicholas Vemmeland was going up, and it was his header who put the knock ahead.
Yeah, I suppose it was. It was a good ball in fairness, and he's headed over into the corner, and then nothing that Mark McNulty could do. One good thing, I suppose, Rory, is that it's very early in extra time. We've another 25 minutes to go. If you're going to concede early.
It was a fantastic ball in from David McMillan, right footed just by the touchline here, halfway into the Cork City half, and he floated into that area, that corridor of uncertainty, if you will, where the keeper doesn't know if he should come for it or stay at home. He stayed at home, and it was a bullet header from Vemmeland. It's a terrific goal.
That was a great goal, especially this time in the game. You might see the game open up now, Rory, which is good from a neutral's point of view. I think City have nothing to lose here. Let's go for it. Let's go for it. Really test this Dundalk team. Can they live with City now, with City trying to attack them all out?
Cork City have to go for it, and it looks like they're about to make a change. Greg Bolger is getting his instructions from John Cotter and Liam Kearney just below us. He's got his training top off. He is ready to come on. Ashiel Campion as well could be about to come in as well. Could be a double substitution for Cork City as they get the game underway, and we need to see a bit more urgency now from Cork City. And Campion has the vest off as well, so he's about to come on. A double substitution about to be made for Cork City. Bolger and Campion coming on. Not too sure who will be coming off for Cork City, but they have to respond. 6 minutes gone in extra time. Dundalk 1, Cork City 0. The Lily Whites leading through that beautiful goal from Nicholas Vemmeland as Conor McCormick takes a free kick quickly that Sean Hoare deals with. And Dundalk now are on the attack again with Dylan Connolly down the right hand side, but it's dealt with by Delaney. Garrod Morrissey is going to be one of the players coming off for Cork City. We can see the fourth official's board here, the green six, or the red 16, coming off. So that means Garrod Morrissey will be coming off for Cork City in favour of Greg Bolger. It remains to be seen who comes in for, or who comes off for Campion. And it'll be Gary Buckley coming off for Campion. So that's a very attacking substitution, double substitution for Cork City when it'll be made. But before that, City have a free kick halfway inside the Dundalk half. Dooley takes it right footed as he looks to find the head of a Cork City player. Rogers comes out, punches. Morrissey plays it back in, but it's Femlin who clears. Ball falls to Sadler, but he loses possession. Now Dundalk on the attack again. McElhenney out left. As he stops, looks to play and plays it in to Michael Duffy, who's in behind the Cork City defence but needs to cut back. Edge of the box here now for Duffy. Plays it all the way back to McElhenney. And he plays it back to Dylan Connolly. Connolly again now with the ball. So that's McElhenny, excuse me, I do beg your pardon. A crunching tackle goes in on him from Stephen Beattie. In fact, it's the other way around. Cork City have got the free kick, and now it'll be a double substitution for Cork City. Greg Bolger is coming on. Garrett Morrissey is coming off.
Replaced by number six, Greg Bolger.
And Ashiel Campion is coming on. And Gary Buckley is coming off. It'll be interesting to see what happens here. Obviously, Bolger just goes straight into the middle of the park. Where does Campion go?
Yeah, it seems like John might be moving to two in midfield and two up top, you know, with Shepherd and Campion up top, which is interesting. It's a move away from the three we would normally have. He's taken off two midfielders and essentially put on a striker and a midfielder. So it'll be interesting. He's going all out. There's nothing to lose here. So I think he's right to do it. And Campion might add that little bit of strength and aggression up top.
8 minutes gone in extra time. Dundalk 1, Cork City 0 is how it stands at the moment. Delighted to be saying we're joined by former Cork City captain Dan Murray. Dan, that was a dagger to the heart of Cork City, that goal from Nicholas Vimmeland.
It was, yes. Disappointing because they were so hard to get the extra time. I think Dundalk have controlled the whole match, but I said that last minute that we had robbed it again. But yeah. They were so hard, but like I say, the character they've shown all year has to come to fruition now, and no other team. I expect there to be one more chance, and we need it.
He's gone to a 4-4-2 now, has Caulfield with Campion just behind Shepherd as Cork City go in search of this equalising goal. But as Neil just said, Dan, if you are going to concede an extra time, it's just as well they did it early.
Yeah, definitely. I think like all the other games, it's been a last minute goal the last couple of years, so there's been no chance of anyone getting back in the game. But this time, like, John's made some great changes. I think bring Kieran Sadley on so early in the second half was a great touch because he's the most creative player they've got. And like I say now, two up front, nothing to lose.
Go at it, Moz.
Greg Bolger's fired up for it anyway as he clatters into the back of Dundalk captain Stephen O'Donnell and concedes a free kick. Dundalk are going to slow it down now as O'Donnell releases it for his goalkeeper Gary Rogers to take just outside the centre circle, inside the Dundalk half. The referee Paul McLaughlin tells Rogers to speed it up. I don't think he will, as is his wont, as he plays the free kick all the way up, and it's on Beattie's head as he finds Sadler, and Cork City can clear.
We just really need to get the ball to our wingers, Sadler and Dooley. We just need to get the ball straight to them, because they've been Dooley there. The cross just before the end of the match was the best bit of play Cork City have had the whole game. That's what Cork City just got to do, get the ball to the two boys out wide, and we're going to get chances, because there's no better wingers in the league than two at the minute. So that would be my plan.
I'd like to see Sadler getting more of the ball, give him a chance to get at the fullback.
Yeah, we've not seen enough from Kieran Sadler since he's come on for Jimmy Cohen as a second half substitute. Cork City now building from the back with Ryan Delaney. He's telling his forwards he's going to go long, and he tries to fang Campion, but that's cleared by Hoare.
We just need a bit of quality now, I think, from the back especially. Now here's a chance, Dooley there now.
Dooley on the attack now, going up against Sean Gannon. He finds Griffin. Can Griffin get across in? He can. It falls to Carroll Shepherd, who kind of scuffs the shot, and it's at Rogers who claims. Then that brings a big cheer from the healthy Dundalk crowd here in attendance. 24,210 the attendance here at the Aviva Stadium, slightly down from last year when we just had over 26,000. The Cork City now have 19 minutes left to get back into this game, find a goal. Dundalk on the attack again, and it's Robbie Benson. Plays it out wide to Michael Duffy on the left hand side. He looks up, plays it all the way back to his left back, Dane Massey. Dane Massey now beats one Cork City player. Can he get a cross in from the edge of the box? He does, but it's blocked by Beattie, who's been excellent, and he clears, but only half clears it. It's Benson again, and takes a touch. McCormick there, though, as always, clearing things up, and the ball play back to Bennett, to McNulty, who clears it left footed down towards Campion in the centre circle. Campion can't get a foot on it. Cork City looking to attack now again through Bolger.
I think Greg Bolger could be good now. He's very calm on the ball, getting it onto possession, especially when we're chasing the game. If we're playing up through them, he's a perfect sort of centre midfielder, because he's as good as Conor McCormick is at closing people down, stopping the play. Greg Bolger's a lot better passer, and when he's trying to chase the game, he'll get the ball out to the wide players, into the forwards, and we can hopefully build from there.
Dundalk now again with the ball as it's played up towards Dave McMillan, who's in a foot race here with Alan Bennett. But Bennett very, very tidy, composed as always, plays back to Delaney, who finds Bolger, who looks up and gives it back to Delaney. Clady again looking for that long diagonal ball towards Campion, and that's where it goes. But it's an aimless ball in the air.
He's been disappointed today with that diag. It's just not really happened for him. I just wish he could shorten his game down a little bit and just give it to the other boys.
Yeah.
12 and a half minutes gone in the first half. Dundalk 1, Cork City 0.
I think there's more in him though. I think Dooley looked good tonight. I think we'll get something out of Dooley before the game is over. He'll create another half chance, and that might be all that it takes.
And of course, lads, as the longer the game goes, more Dundalk are going to sit back and get nervous and hold on to that 1-0.
I think like I say, you'd like to think it'll suit us, because they will sit back, they'll try and kill the game, whereas at the minute it's not really happening. We just need to get up into their half a little bit more. It's just as soon as we get the ball, at the minute it's coming straight back, which you can't get any momentum into the game, can't get any to the ball, and they're killing the game here now. Again, Dundalk keeping the ball, playing into their hands really, but we need to get up the pitch whichever way we can.
O'Donnell, McLennan and Benson have been excellent for Dundalk, particularly in the second half in that midfield.
Ooh. Yeah, they have, yeah. They're quality players on the football. Yeah. That's as simple as that. And we couldn't, Bucks, Garrode, and even Conor McCormick couldn't get close enough to him today, really. But like I say, the character of Cork City is it's only a 1-0 game at the minute. So still massively in it. And
O'Donnell looks out on his feet a little bit, Muzz. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes off at some stage.
Shields will come on soon, I'd say. I reckon Shields is quite an easy sub for him if his knee's good enough. But the other centre half's gone down as well, so.
Just looking there, Shields is warming up away to our right-hand side. More coaching, though, than warming up, because he's just standing there telling the Dundalk players where they should be. The ball now with McElhenney, who's surrounded by two Cork City players, but he butts the ball out because Vemlin, the goal scorer, is down with an injury over on the far side. Looks like he could be down with a knee injury. He's holding that right knee. In fact, it is his right knee. Doesn't look comfortable, does Vemlin? Then the physio comes on for Dundalk, and we have 14 minutes and a half gone in the first half. Dundalk 1, Cork City 0. Listening to the Big Red Bench Extra on Cork's Red FM, bringing you full commentary of the extra time here at the Aviva Stadium in the FAI Cup final. Of course, it's been a fantastic day for the Cork City women's team, winning the FAI Cup earlier on today thanks to that wonderful goal from Claire Shine. A piece of magic from Claire. Hopefully there's a piece of magic in a Cork City player here as we get look for them to get the to get back in the game and get the double that they so richly deserve for their efforts this season.
Vemlin looks in a bit of trouble, which would cause him difficulty with Gartland after going off, you know. If he has to go off as well, maybe it would be Shields, but they don't have a ready-made centre-back on the bench to come on to replace Vemlin.
The fourth official indicated an additional 1 minute to play.
1 minute to be played at the end of the first half. And Vemlin looks like he's okay to continue. He's over on the far side, he's had his treatment. And it looks like he'll be back on. That's a relief for Dundalk, not so much for the Cork City players and supporters. Cork City fans looking a bit shell-shocked away to our right in the Lansdowne Road end at the moment. The Dundalk fans, I'm sure, can hear in fine voice.
I think we'll take half-time now, just to chill out.
Yeah.
Regroup.
And the ball is back with Gary Rogers, who you can be sure is going to take as much time as he can to get his hands on the ball, and he does. Carl Shepherd trying to be the little fly in his ear, trying to annoy him here, and he's doing that. But the referee about to blow for half time here in extra time at the Aviva Stadium, as Delaney gets under a high ball from Rogers. McCormick tries to head the ball in the direction of Sadler, who gets the flick on towards Shepherd. And the ball played aimlessly by Dundalk, and that goes out for a goal kick. And I'd imagine Mark's goal kick here will be the last action of the first half.
I agree with Dan there, Rory. I just think if we get the half time reset again, and we're going to be playing into the half or the goal where Maguire scored last year into the City fans, you know, it bodes well for the second half of extra time, hopefully.
Right, ball goes out for Dundalk throw there. Carl Shepherd was being closely monitored there by Sean Hoare, who appeared to have more of Carl Shepherd's jersey on him than Carl Shepherd did, but the referee sees nothing wrong with that, and no free kick given, so it'll be a throw in for Dundalk.
That's the I'd say, isn't it? Half time now.
That should be half time. The referee whistles with his lips.
Yeah.
Half time, whistle goes, Dundalk 1, Cork City 0 in this FAI Cup final. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to you right after this.
missed the show? Grab the Big Red Bench podcast at redfm.ie. Cork's Red FM.
You're welcome back to an extended version of the Big Red Bench. We've gone live early because we're in extra time of the FAI Senior Cup final between Cork City and Dundalk. It was scoreless after 90 minutes, but Dundalk have got a goal to go ahead in this first period of extra time, and we await Dundalk to return. And as they do, I'll hand you back to our commentary team, Rory O'Hagan, joined by Neil Horgan and Dan Murray.
Thank you very much indeed, Lisa Caulfield. John Caulfield issuing some very intense instructions. As we see Carl Shepherd, his left thigh is being heavily strapped here.
Yeah, Shepherd, he's an important player for us. You know, hopefully he's all right.
Of course, Cork City made the three substitutions as well, so he's got no choice but to play on.
Oh, classic, you have to leave everything out on the pitch.
So you said something a bit like that, all right, John Caulfield. Different words,
I think. We're going to... Hopefully now, Campion hasn't had much luck this season. This is the time now.
This is the time.
15 minutes. He's going to have one chance in this 15 minutes.
Well, he's already a cult hero on the terraces. Can he become an actual hero and get back in to this game?
So a cult hero is better, isn't it?
We have two genuine Cork City heroes alongside us in Neil Horgan, Dan Murray, as we commentate on the second half of extra time as Cork City get things underway. But a long aimless ball is happily shepherded out by Gary Rogers, who will take every chance he gets to slow this game down.
They're going to have to stop that, Cork. There's been too many of them for the whole 105 minutes so far. It's just going to have to...
It's not working.
Right. We said it earlier in there. Get the ball, get the two boys really, really wide, and get the two boys. Yeah. I think that's best chance.
Yeah.
I think he's slightly changed here now. Sadly, he's just gone in behind Campion, and Shepherd's gone wide left. So
looks like a 4-2-4 almost, the Cork City are playing at the moment.
Yeah. So it's all well and good changing the system. We just have to start getting the ball to the quality players.
And that's what we've done now with Kieran Sadlier, who plays the ball in towards Carol Shepherd, but Carol Shepherd is offside. And again, Rogers will slow the game right down, and it'll go up to his centre half. Will they take it? Will they not? Oh no, wait, Gary Rogers is going to come all the way up, dawdling his way up to take this free kick halfway inside his own half as he looks to play it long.
Don't you just hate when teams go 1-0 up when you can kill a game? Most frustrating thing when you're trying to win a match.
It's frustrating for us watching as Cork City fans. Imagine how frustrated the Cork City team are at this moment in time. That ball very finds Macmillan, and it's now with McElhenney, who tries to get past one Cork City player, tries to get past two, but doesn't get past Griffin. And now it's with Greg Bolger, who looks up and plays the ball down the channel for Achille Campion to chase. He's got Sean Hoare for company, who does a great job of sliding, putting the ball out for a throw-in for Cork City. And Cork City needs to start spinning things up here.
Yeah, that's definitely better on how you want Cork City to play. Get up to the pitch, get into their half, and start playing a bit further up the pitch, because in the first half we were playing in our own half, which is we're going to get nowhere, really.
Throw-in taken by Bolger. And ball now with that Kieran Sadlier as he tries to find Bolger again, but it's a bit of a careless pass. That's dispossessed. Dundalk play it long. Macmillan gets on the ball. It's dispossessed by BG Cork City. Toddy up, and it's back with Bennett, and it's back with Delaney, who's going to play it towards Bolger, who's been very lively since he's come on. Good. Sadlier through the middle now, looking for the option. Takes the shot, and it's just wide of Rogers' right hand post. But that's what we want from Cork City, lads. We want to see Kieran Sadlier getting on the ball. We want to see him shooting, but we want to see him testing Rogers as well.
Yeah, I think that's the Greg Bolger coming on as well. It's a different. He's the best passer, probably the ball that we've got in the midfield. He might not have the legs or the defensive abilities of Connor, but he's the best passer. And this time in the game, little holes, Kieran Sadlier now. Sadlier is probably the best chance.
Yeah, Sadlier dropping off. Campion is working as well, getting to his feet. Yeah. We found it hard to get on the ball wide, and now he's getting on the ball in the middle, which is, you know, it's working.
Right, McElhenney is coming off here. Looks like he's hobbling a little bit as John Mountney comes on for Dundalk.
He's been good today.
He's been fantastic.
He's a very good player. It's the best I've seen him play against Cork City, to be honest.
Well, Marshall, though, with McCormick as well at the same time. But a quality player. Yeah, no doubt, but he's being replaced by another quality player in Mountney. That Dundalk bench so strong.
And that sums up Dundalk's thoughts for the next game. They brought on Mountney, fit, strong.
Yeah,
got to break stuff around, up in the middle of the park. Looks like he's gone straight on Bolger as well. Right, ball with Sadlier as he is dispossessed by Stevie O'Donnell, plays it back to Vemlin, the goal scorer, who launched it long. Griffin will deal with this as he heads it towards Shepherd, who flicks it back into McCormack. McCormack under a bit of pressure, but is dispossessed, and it falls to Michael Duffy now inside, halfway through the Cork City half, dead centre. Plays the ball out to Gannon. Back to Hoare, who plays it long, but that'll be Stephen Beattie's all day. He takes a touch, but it's a poor one, but he gets away with it. Plays it back into McCormack, who has to go backwards, and it's back to Bennett. Impressive pressing here from Dundalk, Neil.
Yeah, it is. They still seem to have a bit of legs. You know, if it was me, I'd be just holding back, but they're chasing. Alan Bennett did very well to knock the ball over, and City are retaining the ball well as well, in fairness. So this is one of the better passages for City at the moment in the whole game, if you ask me.
Carl Shepherd looks in a bit of trouble here as he gets up from that foul.
This is definitely a good chance for us as well. Set pieces, any time we have a set pieces, Cork are very strong, well organised,
and we have
good
one.
Headers of ball.
Have one here right on the halfway line that Bolger is going to take. He's looking for Campion. Goes instead to Delaney. Delaney gets a flick on it, headed out by a Dundalk player. Now Cork will go on the attack from this throw-in that Biddy takes it to Dooley. Bolger again looking for every ball, needs an option. Tries to find Sadler, who'd made a run, but it's headed clear by Gannon, and now Dundalk look to counter, but they've just put the ball out there. McMillan.
The City are doing alright, they're putting the right kind of pressure on. You know, Dundalk are, I think they're finding it hard to get on the ball, and City are on top. It'd be great, they might get a goal hopefully from this.
It's very good. I think it's a good start to the second half. Like I say, we're getting on the ball, we're actually passing the ball, which is probably the best we've been for the whole match, if we're honest about it. Greg Bolger's getting on it, which is exactly what we want, and this boy Sadler is as good as anyone when he's in the final third of the pitch. So get the ball to him, you'll have a great chance of getting something out of this.
Cork City have 10 minutes to get back in this game. Who is going to step up? Who is going to be the hero for Cork City? McCormack on the ball, far side, plays it to Sadler, who's come deep. Dundalk again with some excellent pressing, giving City no real options to play and forcing City to go along, but they don't, they spread it wide. Bolger has it now as he looks up, looking for any movement from Cork City. Finds Shepherd, who's come very deep again.
We definitely need some width here. Look, it's very, very narrow.
It is very, very narrow, and Dundalk have gone with two banks of
ball.
It's Campion, who's outside!
You called it, Rory! You called it, Rory!
We called it!
Sean Campion has equalised for Cork City! The cult hero has become a hero for Cork City! Cork City won! Dundalk won! 21 minutes on the clock, and this place has erupted!
Well onside, well onside.
Well onside.
My shield champion! To a champion, one of me, champion!
No longer just a cult hero, Rory.
A fantastic goal. Dan Massey played Campion onside. He hit it left footed. Rogers got a piece on it. A fantastic ball in from Carl Shepherd. The Campion miles onside and he buries it left footed. Takes a touch off Rogers. Oh, lad, what a moment.
Unbelievable. To be honest, I didn't even fancy him to be there on the long but what a finish. Where's that been all year?
Oh, Shield Campion.
Oh. Shepherd is down again.
Place 8, we're in. Why not go and try and win it now, to be honest? We're well on top, playing really well. Energy in the team.
City might have to do it with 10 men. Carl Shepherd is down here. He doesn't look like he's comfortable in any way at all.
He's been a hell of a shift up front by himself there for the 19 plus minutes. He was running all day long. So you can see why he'd be tired, but they really need him on, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, Shield Campion, that's...
I know.
If I ever have a son, I'm going to call him a Shield.
Great.
The City fans.
When was the last time you scored a goal? We'll take that, wouldn't you? You're never going to score a goal, score in a cup final.
I was just saying before City had scored, who is going to step up? Who is going to be the hero for the Rebel Army? And a Shield Campion has done that. We see the replays on the screens here at the Aviva Stadium. The Cork City fans have refound their voices and they're all on their feet. Play still hasn't resumed because Carl Shepherd remains down. It looks like that right hamstring. And that he was being that was being heavily strapped before extra time is giving him the trouble. And
to give Caulfield credit here, you know, for changing it up in the middle of the park, putting Campion up top, obviously, but Sadler and your man in the middle of the park, who was the Wexford lad,
Greg Bolger,
they've really changed the game for City, and that's Caulfield's doing really from the decision making on the sideline.
Yeah, brave decisions from John Caulfield to make a double substitution after City had gone down. The game has resumed, looking for Carl Shepherd to see if he can come back on. He's on the far side, but it looks like he'll be okay. He's got 7 more minutes to play.
He's got another choice, I don't think. Caulfield won't let him come off.
Unless you had one leg.
I don't even think if you had one leg, Rory.
You'd have to go on the stretcher. You'd have to go on the stretcher, I'd say. No chance he's coming up.
Yeah, Kyle Shepherd over on the far side now screaming to come back on.
I think he'll be stuck up front by himself just to be a body. Unless he can actually run, which doesn't look like he can run, looking at him.
Are we headed for penalties here? 24 minutes on the clock, 6 minutes left to play. Or can Cork City preferably find a winner? It was late in extra time last year that Seanan Maguire popped up, headed left footed into the Lansdowne end, and won the cup for Cork City against Dundalk. Can Cork City now find a winner? They are the team in the ascendancy. Dundalk starting to look a little tired. Dundalk now on the ball as they look, but Cork City seems to be everywhere. That goal has reinvigorated them. With the ball now out with Massey on this left hand side as he plays it up towards Mountainy. Well marshalled by McCormack. He thinks it's a goal kick. It's not going for Dundalk Corner. The referee shakes his head.
We don't want to start sitting back now, which we did for the most part of the game. We were on the front foot for the last 15-20 minutes.
Don't
there.
Change,
we don't want to sit back bringing them onto us, because they're a very good team when they're going. So
Carl Shepherd on one leg is still back defending. Every Cork City player inside their own half, inside 20 yards in fact. As that Cork City look to clear. Ball with Beattie, tries to play the ball long, but he's sliced that off as that right foot. Boot Sadlier was running forward looking for the ball. It'll be a Dundalk throw halfway on this near side. But Vemland has come over to take. But he leaves it for Massey. No Dundalk player free for him, so he may have to go long. Plays it long indeed to Duffy. Massey gets it back, looking for options. Plays the ball forward, and it's with Mountney, but Bolger clears. And now it's City on the attack with Sadlier.
Brilliant.
Who skips it past Steve O'Donnell, but he is fouled by O'Donnell right in the halfway line.
Bolger and Sadlier are linking up very well. Bolger gets it, he's finding Sadlier. Sadlier's getting turned and doing damage.
That's that professionalism there from Stephen O'Donnell, conceding a free kick in a not so dangerous area of the park.
Get the ball to Dulia now again. I think if we can get the boys on the ball in the final third, there's goals there. I think they're tired, like you said, they're tired. Dundalk are tired.
They look tired, Dundalk, they do.
If we're on the front foot, we'll get another chance, I think.
Bolger plays it long, but Dundalk clear. It is, however, with Shepherd. He looks for options and he finds one in Griffin.
Griffin's
one and he skips past Gannon. Can he play? He plays it in. But it's not clear by Dundalk, only as far as Stephen Beattie. He's giving directions to Alan Bennett, who's up in the right wing.
Benno, get back, man. What are you doing out there?
Get over the
get
right
back
wing.
On the halfway line, son.
Cork City on the attack now as they look for what would surely be the winner. And it goes out for a throw in over on the far side. Gannon puts the ball out. He feels his calf muscles. He looks like he's suffering from a little bit of cramp, but he's up.
Griffin is causing them problems down the left wing. He's got great legs and great pace. He could be a route through here.
And fancy throwing is.
Cork City try that throw in that they've had success with. I remember they did it up in Dundalk.
Yeah, Johnny Dunleavy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Threw the ball off the back of a Cork City player. They have the ball as it goes to Sadlier, who tries to get it across, but Gannon gets across.
I think we have to give that to him. That's what he's all about. So if it's down there, no problem.
Yeah,
keep giving the ball.
Absolutely.
Keep giving the boys the ball, and we're going to create problems.
Like 2.5 minutes to play in extra time at the Aviva Stadium. Dundalk 1, Cork City 1. Nicholas Vemland putting Dundalk ahead with a beautiful header before Ashiel Campion equalised for Cork City with a left footed goal. And now Cork City try to go on the attack again. It's out with Kieran Sadlier. Looks like Sean Hoare had fouled Sadlier, and he does. And that'll be a free kick for Cork City. As Stephen O'Donnell throws the ball away, the referee doesn't see it. Luckily for him, he may have been booked for time wasting had that happened. But again, it's Greg Bolger. His influence, he has come on, cannot be underestimated. He has been.
If you were going to pick a winner, Rory, it'll be City at this point.
They are on the ascendancy and they are on the attack, and the centre halves are up. Alan Bennett looking for what a fitting way it'd be for Cork City to win the FAI Cup, to win the double, were it to be a club legend like Alan Bennett to get his head on this and win the cup for Cork City. As the referee goes over and has a word with Hoare, who's having a bit of an exchange of views
Delaney.
With Ryan Delaney. And the referee now tells Bolger he has to go back and back again. Back Bolger goes. Bolger wants to take it quickly, but he won't. He's going to play it very, very long indeed. And it does go long towards Ashiel Campion, who ball falls to Sadlier, who shoots left footed, but it's blocked by O'Donnell, and Dundalk can clear the lines again.
To be honest, we were well on top here.
Yeah, we'll see how well on top is. Been really good since the extra time, I think.
Bodger plays the ball long towards our Campion, who gets the flick on towards our Sandy. It falls to her!
The cult heroes had another chance.
Ah, he saw his name on redfm.ie.
Rory, you're going home with him, I'd say.
Oh man, I shouldn't have said quiet. But it goes out for a Dundalk throw. We are into the last 50 seconds here, and it looks like it's going to be penalties, and two excellent goalkeepers in Rogers and McNulty.
Go for it.
And I think a big part of the penalties is going to be which ends they will be taken from. If we get that far, City are still on the attack. That looks like a free kick.
It's a chance.
And a chance for Cork City. The centre halves are up. It was a foul on Carl Shepherd, who can barely walk at this stage.
I think Shep might struggle to take a pen. He won't even be able to walk up to take it, but here we go, Alan Bennett. Fat post.
Alan Bennett.
This is what we want.
Scorpion kick.
It's Bodger with a free kick halfway inside. 10 yards in on the far side as he plays it long in the direction of Delaney, but offside. It is cleared and it is offside anyway.
Well, let down.
Dundalk will be relieved with that. And Rogers looks like he wants to take it quickly. 2 minutes to be added. 2 minutes to be added at the end of extra time here, with Dundalk on the attack now with Mountney.
Great,
a fantastic tackle from Conor McCormack. Dispossesses him, but Dundalk have it back again with Massey. Finds Mountney, but his touch is heavy. And it is Dundalk who get it back, and Vemblant plays it all the way to Hoare. Is there a last chance here for Dundalk, perhaps? Not a Stephen Beattie, is that?
He's been very good at right back again. Same as last year, he's been awesome at right back.
Finals. Absolutely, he's
Marshall,
been excellent.
Marshall Duffy really well. Horgan last year, Duffy this year, I think he's been really impressive again.
Have Cork City been practicing penalties this week? Does John Caulfield know his 5 penalty takers?
I can guarantee Cork City have been practicing penalties for the whole year, not just this week.
I wouldn't be surprised, that's the level that John Caulfield prepares. But it's that Dundalk with the ball now. Cork City can't get it back. It's with Vemblant. And it's with Hoare now. It's Dundalk. Look, can they launch it long and get one last chance? Stephen Beattie is up.
Again,
heads
well
are clear.
Great
for
header.
Beattie, fantastic.
Great header for Beattie.
And now Cork City are on the attack. Dooley.
Oh, what's he doing? What's
tries he doing? To find Sadler, but he overhits his
ball. Great header, Bulger.
Great
now it's Griffin over on the far side.
One.
Looks up. Shepherd says he doesn't want the ball. He can't move. Shepherd has to cut inside. Now it's Griffin over the far side. Can he get his cross in? He's well marshalled there, in fairness, by Gannon. And now it's with Bulger.
Put in the box.
Bulger is looking for Campion. Can Campion get his head on that? Can't. And it's Rogers who claims it.
That's it.
And Campion makes sure he can't play it quick. And time ticking away. 15 seconds left before we go to penalty kicks. As Rogers plays it very, very long. Delaney tidies up and it's back with Mark McNulty.
He's got some sick today notes, hasn't he, for some reason?
Oh, yes.
You'll never guess what.
And he loves every second of it. The first time whistle has gone. So Cork City 1, Dundalk 1 is how it's finished here after extra time. It is going to go to penalties. We'll be right back after these lads.
Missed the show? Grab the Big Red Bench podcast at redfm.ie. Cork's Red FM.
You're welcome back to the Aviva Stadium for our FAI Cup final coverage. And in 2015, it was Richie Towle. In 2016, it was Seanie McGuire. But the Cork City and Dundalk saga takes a turn this year because we're heading to penalties. And it's back to our commentary team for coverage.
Thanks, Lisa. The captain's going up for the... I'm not sure, is it? It must be a coin toss to decide who goes first, but does the referee decide which end? Has it already been decided?
Rory,
which end you're coming from?
You should have done your due diligence on this, mate. You should know. You should know.
What do I look like?
You should know the rule.
Journalist.
This is your job. I'm blaming you anyway. Or Lisa. We'll blame Lisa. She's not on.
I think it'll be a toss of a coin.
All right, who are going to take Cork City's penalties, Dan?
I'm going with Bulger, Dooley, Campion, love child of Rory.
Yeah.
I'm lost now. I'd say Shep would want to take one, but I don't know if he can walk.
Beattie,
Sadler, and Griffin.
I'd say Shep would take one, actually.
Griffin,
Griffin.
Want to set their backs, really.
Sadler. What? Hey, two penalty shootouts. I've always scored. Two out of two.
How many do you take, Hoax?
It's not about you,
number 11, was it? You're about number 11 taking penalties.
I think going by the reaction of the Dundalk fans that the penalties are going to be taken down their end.
Or yeah, just say you just go first now. If I was captain here now, I'd be going, I want to go first.
Yeah, first.
Take the lead, score.
When you're taking penalties, lads, I mean, like, how difficult is the focus not taking your surroundings to be worried by those kind of things?
I've never taken in front of this many people, so completely different.
Very difficult, yes.
I can only imagine the nerves going through the Cork City players' minds here.
Well, I think, like, it's the old cliche, but just pick a spot and absolutely hammer it.
Yeah.
Don't leave it to chance. I think Knowles will fancy his chances. He's always a confident lad.
And it looks like it is going to be the Dundalk end, because Gary Rogers is down pacing around the penalty spot there in front of the Dundalk fans. It looks like Cork City will be going first, and it looks like Carl Shepherd is going to take the first one.
Ooh.
A lot of rumours linking Carl Shepherd with Dundalk next season, but he's going to take the first one here.
It's like a Liam Brady moment when he was in Italy and his last game for Juventus had to score a penalty for them to win the league. This is Carl Shepherd's moment.
Lads, I don't know about you, but my heart is thumping in my chest as Carl Shepherd puts the ball down on the penalty spot. He faces Rogers.
It's great we're taking him first, I think. It's a great chance. Like Neil said beforehand, it's an unbelievable chance here now for a double.
Unbelievable chance.
The goalkeeper's being spoken to by the referee, so Carl Shepherd, his penalty has been delayed. Is that going to be a factor? There's a short run up here for Carl.
Shep's going keeper's low, keeper's right.
Carl Shepherd steps up for the first penalty of the 2017 FAI Cup final after both sides finish level, one of peace. Carl Shepherd,
yes,
scores right down the middle, puts it past Rogers, and Cork City lead 1-0 in this penalty shootout. A terrific penalty, Neil.
It's a good start. You're one up now. Mark McNulty, it's really set up for Mark to be the hero.
Every penalty that goes in is a good one, says Zeros.
It's a great end for Noxis.
Yeah, this is a great
end. As Dave McMillan steps forward to take
another player, linked with Cork City as well, so yeah, we'll go through that one as well for him.
Dave McMillan steps up to take Dundalk's penalty to try and restore parity. He steps up, he shoots, and he puts it to McNulty's right, buries it, and now it's Greg Bolger, who Dan fancied for a penalty. He steps forward to take City second, Cork City 1, Dundalk 1 in this penalty shootout. We were wondering if it was going to be the ABBA system, the ABBBA. It isn't. It's one apiece.
Thank God.
Did your homework there, Rory, fairness.
Then you'd have to take a chance on me if that were the case, and various other ABBA cliches. But it is Greg Bolger stepping up to take Cork City's penalty, his second. He runs up, shoots,
yes,
and sends Rogers the wrong Super way. Fun. Sends it to Ray the left, panel. Rogers ties to his left, completely the wrong way.
Side netting there, Mark.
Three good pens so far, yeah. I think. Keeper hasn't even come close to it.
Donald,
if anyone's going to chip a penalty, Stevie O'Donnell is going to chip a penalty. So I say Knowles has got down the back of his head that he might chip.
That penalty from Greg Bolger was Kelvin Flanagan-esque, the way it hit the side netting. And now it is Stephen O'Donnell stepping up to take Dundalk's second penalty. He faces Mark McNulty. He sends Mark McNulty the wrong way, rolls it into the right corner. Beautiful penalty, it has to be said, from Stephen O'Donnell.
All the penalties so far have been brilliant. The keeper hasn't even come close to a fingertip on him.
High quality.
Conor McCormack now with Cork City's third penalty, as the tension rises and rises at the Aviva Stadium.
We hadn't picked McCormack as one of the penalty takers.
Yeah,
but he's a brave
player. I expect him to score, to be honest.
And I don't think nerves be an issue for McCormack as he gets to the edge of the box and starts shortly his run up. He steps up. And
yes,
right down the middle.
Yes.
Rogers dies to his left. McCormack blasts it. And similarly to the way he is as a player, no nonsense, right down the middle. A terrific penalty, Dan.
Super pen again, like I said. All of us fancied him as soon as he strolled up.
Yeah.
Solid, just a solid professional footballer. There's going to be no doubt that he was going to hit the target. We won't let
Benson
down.
Is up next.
Robbie Benson now for Dundalk.
We just need Knowles to buck his ideas up now. Yeah. The right way.
Come on, Knowles.
Left leg in a row for Dundalk as Robbie Benson steps up. Shoots. Oh, beautiful penalty from Robbie Benson. Into the top corner for Benson. McNulty died the right way, but
nowhere near it again.
Terrific.
It's a great penalty. Great penalty so far.
Yeah. Calm, compose as you like from Benson. as Beattie steps up, another penalty taker that Dan had tipped.
I think Beattie's been awesome for, again, yeah, his cup final, the whole, yeah, whole cup final. He's been played really well. Like I said, no nonsense. I expect this to go quite hard into the goal. Cork smash.
Oh, yes. And he does side it. Foot. He puts it side calmly. Side foots it.
Good position
into
now.
The far corner, into the right corner, excuse me, as that Rogers dies the wrong way.
This is when, if you're a centre back or a right foot, you're getting worried because everyone's scoring them.
And telling you, lads, as I said to you in the ad break,
it's going all the way around.
This is all set up for Mark McNulty to score the winning penalty into the Dundalk end. But it is Dundalk next penalty now, as it is Michael Duffy who steps up to take Dundalk's fourth penalty. Cork City 4, Dundalk 3. Short run up.
Yes! A fantastic save from Mark McNulty. He dives to his right. He saves from Michael Duffy. And now Kieran Sadlier has a chance to win not just the FAI Cup for Cork City, to win the double. In the first time.
Double is on the cards. One kicking the ball.
Kieran Sadlier on as a second-half substitute for Jimmy Keohane. Can he win Sadlier the FAI Cup for Cork City?
First time since 1951. He scores
good
this.
Good stat, Hugs.
Hoggy played that day in 1951.
Jackie Lennox.
Kieran Sadlier about to step up. He's shot.
Yes!
Double champions for the first time in their history. As Sadlier
brilliant.
Gary Rogers and Cork City are FA Cup champions. Look at what it means to Alan Bennett. In tears in front of the Cork City fans.
John Caulfield's gone running on his own.
Absolutely
deserve it.
Cork City are the FAI Cup champions. They had to do it the hard way. Coming from a goal down with a Shield champion scoring the equaliser for Cork City. What a season this has been. And now we can say it, lads. Cork City 2017 League and FAI Cup champions. Dan Murray, how does that sound?
Awesome. Like I say, it's the best chance you're ever going to have.
It's a special moment.
They've delivered. Like I said, character of this team, manager, staff, the lot.
Absolutely.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Like I say, to go a goal down in the cup final as well. They've been different class all year. And like, you get your just rewards. You only get what you really deserve.
As a club as well, you know, with the fans, Muslim taking over when we were in difficulty. You have to say, you look around now, they've just won the double. First time since 1951, Rory. It's unbelievable, really.
It's fantastic, as you say, Neil, considering where the club was 7 years ago, nearly went out of existence. Were it not for the passionate supporters that kept this club going, that kept the history of this club going, this is all down to those supporters who believed in this club, and they have gotten their just rewards. Double champions, FAI Cup champions 2017. I can't
incredible.
Wait to watch how happy I'm feeling. I'm only a Cork City fan.
Well, you call it, Rory, a fairness champion. You call it champion. You need some credit here, kid.
The love child is going home with Rory there tonight.
I see a champion to a 3 mon ami. Fantastic. And that's as far as my lyrics on French goes.
That's Mark McNulty in the loudspeaker there, lads, keeping his words tight here.
I can only imagine Mark McNulty inside in Soho later on tonight when he gets that microphone on that stage. I'm going to have to be there for that as the Cork City fans go off celebrate with the Cork City players in front of them here. And the Cork City fans in fine voice. The Dundalk players heartbroken.
What a way to win it.
Unbelievable.
What a way to win a cup final. When you win it, if you lose it, horrendous. But when you win it this way, no better feeling.
And five perfectly taken penalties. Rogers didn't get a hand on any of them. Perfectly taken. You can tell that they had practiced those penalties quite a lot.
Without doubt, I didn't. You can definitely say, I think they've been practicing all year. It's not just a one-off thing. They're that professional in that dressing room.
I think they've been doubted. You know, their character has been doubted after Maguire left. They've come back today, not as favourites. Everyone's saying, oh, I'm not sure. They've done it. They've shown. They're the champions elect and champions for a right reason.
And everyone was saying, oh, Dundalk this, Dundalk that. They've been great in the close season, blah, 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 blah. They haven't beaten Cork City once this year. Cork City have been the best team in this country over 33 games in the league. They were the better team today after that penalty shootout. Nobody can say that Cork City do not deserve this double.
No, I think you're totally right, Roy. Like you say, the best team normally wins the league. They were the best team, they won the league. And today, there's about two chances in the whole game. one for each team, and that was that really. And Cork City were a better team in penalties, so when it comes down to such small margins, if you character in that team,
and the character, like you say, Alex Alan Bennett, that we're looking down there, Buzz, he played between you and me for a long time with Cork City. We won a league together with him. He's come back from England, he's led the team now with Johnny Dunleavy to a double. The guy is an absolute star in my opinion. I think you'd agree with me there, Muzz.
Oh yeah, he's on a different level. Like Rory, I think Rory had to pick a best 11 for the season. I think Benno played every position.
Yeah,
it was pretty much sums up. He's one of those lads that needs to, he's in that change room for a reason. He's the best centre back the club has got, best centre back in the country. And like, it means as much to him as to Rory there, yeah, to me, to you.
Yeah,
that he's playing
means
for Cork
everything.
City. So,
and to all these Cork City fans, it means the world to them.
But it allows as well, Rory, likes of Phil Harrington, likes of Decky Daly, who's down there on our left, John Coffin. We're all part of this success story. The club, Dave Barry told me one time, the club is paramount, the club is everything. And look at the club now, it's fantastic.
It's an incredible moment. And certainly a year that Cork City fans will never ever forget. Livened up in the early stages by Seanan Maguire and all those goals that he scored. You can say that Cork City maybe struggled since his departure, but he still won the league with a game to spare. And I don't think any Cork City fan, any Cork City player would not have taken that before.
No one will remember that next year. Should be double champions for the next year. However, we'll be remembered.
Remember how many times we were on the other side as fans looking at Dundalk celebrating, you know, and they've been a great, I know, in fairness, great
honour.
Sonny
Maguire down there now, Kevin O'Connor.
Joining us on the pitch.
Fantastic.
Hugging Kieran Sadlier, Sonny Maguire with the Cork City scarf around his neck. He's a City fan for life after his year and a half here.
And Kevin O'Connor as well, that's fantastic to see.
Yeah, fantastic to see. And they're as much a part of the success as the players that played today. And it's great, only right that they're on the pitch.
Totally right. Like I say, I think they're Cork City players. So Cork City supporters for life now. I think the service, like Kevin O'Connor's been there for 3 or 4 years. Shawnee, 18 months of sheer class, really. I think that's all we can
say. What is it about the club, Dan? Because obviously you came in from England. What is it about Cork City that makes it so special?
I think it's the sort of people that Cork are. They invite you in, and if you give as much as you can for them, they'll respect you and they'll take you, which is all you can do. And if as a person you buy into Cork life, and you embrace the whole city, the whole fans, the whole everything, you're always going to do well. You've seen the players that come in and don't embrace it last about a wet week, so get found out very quickly.
You never got the accent though, did you?
Not yet.
Not yet. Everyone keeps saying I've got it every now and again, though.
Yeah, a little bit there.
Like, as the Dundalk players just below us come up to collect their runners-up medals, which is a very hard place to be, lads, as you both know.
I think it makes it even better that we beat Dundalk, I'll be totally honest.
I think there's
been so much talk about, like Hoggy said, Dundalk this, Dundalk that. Cork City can't do this. Cork City haven't lost to them, like you said, all year, and well deserved.
And without Maguire, you know, without O'Connor, they were saying, you know, is this Cork City team as good as what they're made out to be? They are. They're fantastic.
We'll get into it a little bit more as well later on, as but the job John Caulfield has done, he doesn't, I think, get the credit he deserves, but he certainly deserves it today.
Unbelievable credit. I must go on, you go first.
Yeah, I think like I say, just if we just go on to this match to start off with, the subs he made, sadly are coming on so early, 10 minutes gone, get him on. Most creative player they've probably got in the squad.
Bolger,
get him on. Then the double sub, Bolger and Rory's love child on in extra time and went for it. It's not like they went to get back in the game. He didn't hold back.
It wasn't luck.
And like, he knows his players better than anyone. Like I say, for 4 years now, he's built this club to get to this double now, and thank God he's got another 2 years that he can build it even more. Like, this is going to push the club, we hope, to a new level.
Here's the question: has the club had a better day in its history? I don't think so. The women's team winning, the men's team winning, the double. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
The men's team completing their double, but two Cork City wins today. That's what we all hoped for, and I don't think it couldn't have gone any better. Claire Shine with that wonderful goal in the women's game. We're going to discuss that a little bit later on. And that moment of magic for Michelle Campion to get us right back into it. And then Kieran Sadlier, ice in his veins, to put that winning penalty past Gary Rogers in front of the Dundalk fans. That's a moment none of us are ever going to forget.
McNulty with the save as well, in fairness, with the whole
save in front of the Dundalk fans, as well, is even better.
The stick he would have gotten if Corksy hadn't won today. As the Corksy fans come up and collect their medals, Johnny Dunleavy looking resplendent in his blue suit, coming up to collect a medal with the rest of the players, and Alan Bennett being held behind the skipper. He exemplifies everything that is good about Cork City Football Club. A Cork City fan as a kid, he now goes up to lift the FAI Cup for Cork City. The first double in city's history. It's the stuff that dreams are made of. And Alan Bennett is going to complete that dream in a matter of moments.
Just a quick word for the likes of Noel Feeney and others that have passed away this year. You know, she'd be smiling, looking down. She'd be singing that. Simply the best of this anyway.
Just before
I know
kick-off, there was a moment of applause for Noel Feeney, who came up on the screen, and no doubt she's up there with her bottle of holy water.
Singing Simply the Best.
Blessing Noel O'Mahony, who's obviously looking down on us today as well. Singing Simply the Best. And Cork City simply are the best. There is no doubting that. Benno gets a scarf from a fan.
You just hurry up, will you, now? We just won the cup. We just won the cup, Rory.
And the Benno chance gone up from the Cork City fans. This is going to be a special moment. Right below us as he gets the applause from the president, Michael D. Higgins. Tony Fitzgerald there, the president of the FBI, giving John Dunleavy a hug. You can see Tony's smile. It's a mile wide as he presents the FBI Cup to Alan Bennett. Big smile as Benno gets his medal. And you can hear the applause. Let's take this in, lads. Let's hear it.
Take us there, Benno.
Take us home, Benno. Come on, Benno.
Oh, he's waiting.
Who's, is he waiting for? Surely you should.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah!
The 2017 Irish Daily Mail FAI Cup win, Cork City.
Cork City are the 2017 FAI Cup champions. As a streamer ends up in a commentary position around Lisa Lawless's neck, that I'm keeping as a souvenir. I just want to soak it all in. I want to soak this all in. Every Cork City fan wants to soak this all in. As Stephen Meaney lifts the cup back below us.
What a great way to finish the year for lads.
And a fantastic day to, way to finish. And not a single Cork City fan has left the Aviva Stadium.
There's Johnny, John Trough, who's taking Sean and Kevin over to the fans.
Sean and Kevin are being pushed over to the Cork City fans by Cork City boss John Caulfield. As they put their scarves high in the air and take the applause from the Cork City fans.
Sean's hammy looks alright there, doesn't it?
Trying to stay on back.
For next time, I reckon, will
he?
What a moment that is. And it's a measure of the success that the pair have brought to Cork City over the last couple of years. They will never be forgotten, despite living midway through this season. They are a huge part of this club's success, of this league's success. And Karen Shepherd straight over to get the bottle of champagne for the celebratory photograph. And how fitting it is that my love child, Lucille Campion, is holding the FAI Cup as they go over. So I popped the champagne. Being a Frenchman, I'd imagine.
He's coming for you for Christmas dinner, I'd say, is he?
I think so, yeah.
Not sure your missus would like it, but...
I'm sure she'll get over it, won't she?
French cuisine, yeah.
As long as she can cook.
Mick Ring's crying more than everyone else out there at the minute. Yeah. Look at him down there.
Mick, one of the unsung heroes of the Cork City backroom team.
He's crying again, is he?
Probably is. I'm close to tears. I'm only a commentator. The chance of champions.
Hey, everyone to Soho tonight, lads. I say Knowles' speech is going to be awesome.
If they let him on the microphone. As the champagne corks are uncorked, and the champagne goes up, and the Cork City fans sing Championes with Alan Bennett fittingly
holding the trophy aloft as Cork City celebrate. It was a tight tactical game throughout 90 minutes as it finished scoreless when Nicholas Vemeland put Dundalk ahead with a cracking header. We did fear the worst, but when a shield campaign equalised, Cork City were in the ascendancy, didn't get it done in extra time. We got it done.
It's all about character, Rory, wasn't it? Really, like we feared the worst, like you said. Dundalk were on top for large part of the second half of normal time, and then they scored, you know, at the start, 5 minutes into extra time. You're fearing the worst. City, you know, they had to come out. They had nothing to lose in one sense, but they had everything to lose in another sense. And
I think Cork started playing when they scored the goal. Dundalk, it's the first time they said, right, let's give this a right go, and they did.
Celebrations continuing. It's going to be a long night. It's going to be a long week for these Cork City fans, these Cork City players. They certainly deserve it. Who would you pick for your man of the match, Neil? It's hard to
it's
imagine.
Tough one.
We know who yours is already. Yeah,
Sheen, obviously.
Maybe McCormack. I thought Bulger did very well when he came in. Sadler did very well in the end. And McNulty had a great game. And Bennett, I find it hard. Maybe McCormack as a consistent performer throughout the game would be mine. Dan, who would you pick?
Conor McCormack was solid. Benno was solid. I don't think we were outstanding. We've had better performances. Like I said, I think you probably have to give it to one of the subs, to be honest. They changed the game. Sadly, Rory's love child or Greg Bulger. They're the only ones that you probably... But, like I say, Benno, McCormack or Nolte, I'd say... Like I say, they all done all right. They beat you at right back. Griffin at left back was solid. Shep worked really, really hard. So, it was just a... Like, I think it's the gift of the team that they have. That
it's not a
it's just a solid team performance.
The question is, where do Cork City go from here?
Bit of a
rebuilding job. Well, we're not going to Soho tonight anyway.
Yeah.
But a bit of a rebuilding job, I suppose, for Caulfield next year.
Well, you've got the Champions League to play in, you know, which is fantastic. You want to move on. You know, we've won the double this year, but maybe progress is through the, you know, ideally to the group stage of the Champions League. Whether he can do that,
imagine. I think it's just like say building. I think to do the double again next year is going to be ridiculously hard, because it's going to be harder again. Like I say, John's probably got his probably hardest real building job since he's been in player wise. I think, like, obviously the striker is a big thing. They need a goal scoring centre forward, and then after that it depends who stays and who goes, really. I think
it's not too far from when John Coffey was being, you know, given out to for being second best, or, you know, there were second 3 times in a row. So, you know, we'll just enjoy it, I think, Rory, at the moment, for winning the league.
Oh yeah, spot on.
And the cup, and, you know, next year is next year. John has done an unbelievable job. I know we're all in agreement with that. Keeping the club up there. Like they may not win the league next year, but to keep them as a force in Irish football is really the aim. Really, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's more now. Like we say, you went back to Forest, took the club over in 2010, and it's built up to this now. This is the top peak. You're probably not going to get much better than today, but it's keeping that club. Like too many times now, this club's
falling
peaks,
high.
troughs. We don't want any troughs now. We want peaks all across. And John at the top is trying to put everything in place.
I agree.
Of the whole club, I think it's the whole club.
High level performance. Yeah. Like this club is well able to do.
Yeah, I think going back to a player days. If you're getting offered 52-week contracts, I know it's only a small bit. Some people might laugh at me, but that's a serious
huge thing. Difference.
You're a serious huge professional difference. Footballer there. Yeah. John has full power over them 52 weeks a year instead of 42.
Yeah.
It's going to make a big difference to the football club.
It seems like a lifetime ago, Dan, that you were giving two fingers up to the board after City won the cup in 2007. And to look at where the club is now off the pitch, it's just night and day, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Like I say, it's the right people being in charge of the club. It makes such a difference. Like I say, if they haven't got the money, they don't spend it. They don't try and bluff you. They ain't tried to sell anything that's not there. They put a manager in place that they trust with as much money as they've got. They spend it on the team, the club. If it's not there, they don't do it, which is great. And hopefully now there's a bit more money there for the club to push on, like you say, to go, like Hoggy said, we might not win the league next year, we might not win the cup, but as long as we're in that top two challenging for every single
competition,
that's where we want to be.
Big shout out to Sonia O'Sullivan, who's been listening to the Big Red Bench's commentary of the penalty shootout. Thanks for tuning in, Sonia. I think we're going to take a quick break from this point. We'll be back with a little bit more analysis and a little bit more celebrations just after this.
The Big Red Bench.
Game on.
Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
Join us live from the Aviva Stadium, the Big Red Bench, with Rory and Lisa celebrating on the double today. The Cork City women's team beating UCD Waves by a goal to nil in the first game at the Aviva Stadium, thanks to that wonderful, wonderful goal from Claire Shine. And Cork City beating Dundalk 5-3 on penalties after a finished level at a goal apiece after extra time. Cork City players still celebrating in front of all the Cork City fans away to our right, as well they should. Neil, when you look back over the course of the season, what was your highlights?
Dundalk beating Dundalk 3-0 away. I thought Charlie McGuire getting a hat trick, I thought that was the highlight. They were fantastic that day and really showed a kind of quality that I hadn't seen in a Cork City team for a long time. They brought that forward now again, even without Charlie McGuire. You know,
what was your highlight of the year?
The league title win, you said. I think, like Huggy said, smashing Dundalk up in Dundalk was an unbelievable, like you said. And
maybe today as well, Dan. Maybe today. Is, you know.
But obviously, always winning something is always a highlight.
Today is a given.
But that, for one off.
That one in Dundalk, that win in Dundalk is a real statement of intent from Cork City, wasn't it?
The fans are real happy. It's good
times. Here, Alan Bennett being interviewed over the stadium here. We're going to run down and get a word with Benno. He said we have to do it again next year.
That's a test. People are going to ask the question straight away. Like Hoggy said, you try and enjoy the night, but the first question they even ask you is, what can you do next year?
Yeah. It's a proper Cork team, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You won a double this year, lads, exactly. But what are you going to do next year? What about Alan Bennett, though? 36 years of age, he told me during the week that he wants to play on next season, but he's also not a priority for John Coffey because he knows that Alan Bennett's going nowhere. Is he going to play on for another year?
It's a no-brainer for me. If he's not signed on tomorrow morning or tonight at 3 o'clock in the morning in Soho,
he'll be saying
it's ridiculous.
Worry.
It's ridiculous. He's the best centre half the club have got. It's best centre half in the league still, and the team is so much better. You can tell when he's in the team and when he's out of the team, they're a totally different proposition. Absolutely. So it's a no-brainer.
I think he's learned the lessons and told the lads the lessons from when we were going for the double muzz and how to do it right. Yeah. And look, we give ourselves some credit there for teaching the lads the lessons.
The wrong way of doing it.
Actually, was that something you were both asked about a lot this week?
Oh, ridiculous. Still my biggest regret and everyone keeps bringing it up.
Yeah. So likewise.
Can't have been easy to talk about it so this week. So I know Alan Bennett was kind of not angry about it during the week, but he took a lot of lessons from it and he tried to take the positives from it, even though it still hurt him even 12 years on.
Yeah, absolutely, it hurts us all 12 years on, but not a little bit less today, to be honest, Jay, because this is the lads are after going and doing it, the double for Cork City, which is what we wanted to do. So look, it alleviates us.
I think it's more
us,
the point of how hard a double is to win.
Yeah.
How many times Hoggy got the stat out there, 51 or whenever.
Yeah,
it's the last
51
time.
Yeah.
Dundalk won it once 3 years ago, Bowes 3 years before that. Not many teams do it.
No.
Not many teams get the chance to win a double. And that's why it comes up. When we should have done it in 2005, we were awful. Choked for a team that day. But this team, different proposition. Like I say, I think Benno would have told them, don't do this, don't do that.
Yeah.
And like I say, John's on that the whole time, whether they're playing a Munster Senior League game or a FAI Cup final, he'd been on to them that it's important that Cork City are winning trophies.
And they've learned from our mistakes.
And if ever there was a man born to captain Cork City, it's that man down there, Alan Bennett, the last man to leave the pitcher, besides Corky the Cheetah and Shawnee McGuire, as they exit the pitch. Right, lads, almost time to wrap up. Sum it up, Neil. Sum up today, if you can.
Best day in the history of the club.
Dan?
Special moment for the club and, like, best team in the country now. No one can question that we are the best team in the country after winning the double.
It's a fantastic day to be a Cork City fan. It certainly has to be said. Cork City are the FAI Cup champions. Cork City are the double champions for 2017. It's amazing to be able to say that. I didn't want to jinx it by saying earlier on the week, but it's fantastic. Cork City. I'm going home with a shield if I can find him. All right, that's from Dan and Neil. Lads, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, absolute pleasure.
Thanks.
I'm sending the three off now because you need to head down to those lads and share in the joy. And Rory, I know you're mad to speak to them.
I'm slightly excited. You might be able to tell that from my tone of voice, but a fantastic day here at the Aviva Stadium. And not just for the men's team, Lisa. We have to talk about the women's team as well because that was a fantastic way to start the day.
Cheers, Dan.
As Dan and Neil leaves, thank you, Dan. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you, lads. Live radio, love it.
As I nearly trip over myself and unplug all the equipment while we're here, but a fantastic way for Cork City's women to win the FAI Cup today and set everyone off in, I suppose, the right frame of mind, I suppose, to get that win today, Lisa.
Set the tone, they really did. An excellent performance, an excellent goal, as you said. I know I've got a sneak preview of the commentary or the interview with Frank, but a goal fitting of the occasion from Claire Shine, because it was a superb setup and a superb finish. But yeah, it set the tone for the day, and then you went into the men's game hoping that we could do the double, and the men's team did their own double. So much history created here today, and things starting to settle down a little bit as people leave the stadium, no doubt head outside waiting for the team bus to come out to get an even closer position to their champions. It's brilliant. I'm loving it. I thought the three summed it up really well, and you captured the excitement and everything.
But I said to Neil in the ad break, I mean, like, I've been a lifelong Cork City fan. Neil has been a lifelong Cork City fan. We just happened to play for the club. Dan arrived in this club back in 2004, and is City through and through. He lives in Cork still, even though he's not playing. So it means an awful lot to Cork City fans today to win the double. Put a lot of those questions to bed about, oh, Dundalk this, Dundalk that, they're the better team, blah, blah, blah. They're not the better team, they're not better than Cork City. Nobody can tell me that Dundalk are better than Cork City this year. Nobody.
Yeah, no, fantastic. Look, I'm going to order you down to the press area if you're happy enough to finish up, Rory, and we'll proceed with the reaction from the Cork City women's team today. We've heard from the goal scorer, Claire Shine. We've heard from the captain, Ciara McNamara. We've heard from Chris O'Mahony, the club chairman, on what this means today. But first, we're going to hear the reaction. Rory, after the final whistle, spoke to the Cork City Women's FC manager. That's Frank Kelleher. Let's hear his thoughts.
I'm a bit sort of emotional, to be honest with you, in terms of what we've achieved really this season based on where we came from. I think it's a momentous occasion for these special group of players. They're just an outstanding group, and I think when we went 1-0 up and the way we sort of had control of the game, yeah, we had to soak up a lot of pressure, but we did because we had our game plan. So it's incredible for them, really, and from the staff who've worked with me all year, delighted for them as well.
And Claire's goal was just fantastic. Like,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Worthy of the occasion.
I think once she gets in on playing on the shoulder and she's in a 1v1, there's only one place it's going to go. She had a chance earlier and she was on a 1v1 and she just said she scuffed the shot, but now when she went around second time, it's only going to go into the opposite corner. Great finish.
As you say, she didn't have a real chance. I mean, like, you know, Maggie was terrific at the back, and just Ciara was superb alongside her.
Yeah, I think if you look at her, Amanda, or back four, just amazing performance from them. So calm, so controlled. Megan Burke in the number six role as the screen player covered acres of the pitch. You know, that we limited them to very, very few chances, really. And that was her game plan, really, was to, I don't mind them trying to beat Amanda from 30 yards out, because we know what we've got, international goalkeeper there. So yeah, it was a fantastic performance.
And just it shows how far the club has come, I suppose, in the last couple of years.
Oh yeah, it's an amazing achievement from everybody involved. The board have been hugely supportive. Chris, Pat, Tony, Eamon, Eileen Ring, all the people in the background who've done Trojan work to try and give us what we want. And then obviously the staff. I have to thank my staff. Like, they're an amazing group. Ger Keely, my goalkeeping coach, Ivan, Eric, Cahill, Gav, my kit man, you know, Helen, our physio. They've all put in a phenomenal amount of work with them this season, and you know, without them we wouldn't be here for sure. They're a great group.
Yeah, I suppose you see a good results against you this year. Were you feeling a bit of pressure heading into today?
I'll be honest, I think a certain amount now that I think back in it, but the two games, Piemont and Wexford, gave us huge belief. And you know, in cup competitions it's about momentum. You know, that result down in Wexford for us was a transformational result, because it's 3-0 down in a very tough place to go. So we had this confidence, you know, quietly confident, keep it under wraps, but we had this confidence, yeah.
You can hear the celebrations behind us. They're going to go long into tonight, I'd imagine.
Oh, I'd say we'll be at Soho at 8:30 or 9:00 tonight, please God. And I've taken tomorrow off, and so has everybody else.
You'll need Tuesday off this way, Frank.
I'll have to probably ask Stoke to get Tuesday off as well, yeah.
And for you personally, what's it mean to you?
Oh, it's been amazing journey with this group. You know, I got involved in women's football 2 years ago, and I must thank my buddy Niall O'Regan, who initially came into the club, and I came in as his assistant, and he's now head of coach education, and I took over from him, so I want to say a shout out to Niall, great man he is indeed. And then when we came in, we wanted to get the best players in, we wanted to build the squad, and that's what we've done. And we have that blend of experience and youth, which I think has taken us where we are.
Frank, we're delighted for you. Congratulations.
Rory, thanks a million, buddy. Thank you.
Cheers, bye.
Cork City Women's FC manager Frank Kelleher there deserves a huge amount of credit for today's Cup success over UCD Waves. A 1-0 win in the curtain raiser here today that set the tone for a huge day for Cork City Football Club. Now we're going to hear the thoughts from one of the main women involved in Cork City's success today. Rory spoke to the captain after the game.
Cork City captain, but more importantly, the woman who lifted the FAI Cup for Cork City. How does that sound here?
Unreal. I didn't think I'd hear that being said for a couple of years, but it's just absolutely surreal. I'm just so happy for all the girls, the hard work putting all over through the year, and the management cell. Everyone was just brilliant today. Everyone played their part.
And it was a game you totally deserved to win.
Yeah, like there was a few moments you were kind of like a bit edgy out, but look, we held out 1-0 and we're just delighted to win.
Yeah, you and Maggie were colossuses at the back. Nothing got has she?
Yeah, she's my partner in crime. We kind of started playing centre back, I think it was early on in the season, and then kind of we're just like best friends. We know each other inside out, so it's great.
And that goal from Claire was just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, she took around the keeper from what I remember, and I was like, hit it, and then she just slotted home. Thank God, my nerves, and then we all ran, and the rest of the history, I suppose, just did.
Does it live up to the expectation? Can you believe this?
Unbelievable. And even like the fans who travelled here early this morning, like it was brilliant. Like even last 2 minutes, like to hear the crowd saying come on City, it was just brilliant.
Yeah, all your family in the stands must be very proud as well.
Yeah, they are, like my mum, my dad, my brother, my sister, everyone, my boyfriend and everything, like they're all there, like so just brilliant to win in front of such a big crowd as well from Cork City. It was brilliant.
What was it like when the referee put up the board, said 3 minutes time added on?
That was the longest 3 minutes of my life. She actually blew for a free kick and I was jumping, and Meg was like, Mac, like that's not it at all. Like, and I was like, oh. But yeah, no. But we got off the line anyway.
Yeah, I was just talking to Frank and Chris there, they're both very emotional. Imagine you all are.
Oh yeah, I was bawling, crying, like when I went over to my dad. It was just sheer emotions, I suppose. Like just the run up to the whole thing, the way we came through all the games and stuff, it's just unbelievable feeling. I can't describe it, to be honest.
And to see all the City fans coming in throughout the game, starting to chant for you near the end, must have been incredible.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Like you dream of those things, like someone chanting City or like the whole crowd going, go on, Mac. Like it was just unbelievable. Like you can't describe it. Like it's once in a lifetime opportunity.
What are the celebrations going like now?
Very good, I hope. No, it's going to be brilliant. We're going to have a good time now because we deserve it. We worked hard all season.
And bringing that cup back to Cork.
Yeah. Oh, can't wait.
Yeah, congratulations, Cork.
Thanks, Rory. Thanks, Billion.
Very, very special times for Ciara McNamara, the captain for the Cork City women's football team today, as they claimed their cup title in the first game here at the Aviva Stadium. We had huge moments in the senior men's game with a Hill Campion's equaliser, a penalty shootout. But Claire Shine got the opening goal from a Cork City point of view here today, the winner in the women's final. And she also spoke to Rory after their match.
Claire, scoring the winning goal in the FAI Cup final in Lansdowne Road is the stuff dreams are made of. How are you feeling?
Oh God, I don't know. Emotions are everywhere at the moment. I'm just delighted that we got the recognition and we finally was able to bring silverware back to Cork. And the last couple of years, we haven't really did ourselves justice, but I think now we're up there with the top teams in the league and we're definitely going to be going for it next year.
So is there a bit of pressure on you heading in today, do you think?
No, sure. There was never really pressure on us anyway because we hadn't won anything. We have nothing to lose going into games. We only have to, we can gain experience from this and hopefully we can take it into next season.
And that goal you scored, talk us through it.
It's happened a couple of times during the season. I had the ball over the top and I kind of ran onto it. I missed a couple of opportunities before then that I was disappointed with, but I was happy one came off me.
And defensively, I mean, like, UCD didn't get a sniff.
Our defence, I think attacking wise, we didn't do ourselves justice today. Our defenders were absolutely outstanding, every single one of them from the midfield. They nothing could get through them and they didn't really have many shots of decent kind of effort. They did have a lot of possession, but we kept it in close and we made it very difficult for them.
Was the word from Frank at half time to keep it tight and just kind of sit back a little bit, or what was it? Or?
Just to believe in ourselves. They had never been in this position against us before. They've always been 1 or 2 nil up against us and we've always been chasing the game, but we went out and we wanted to kind of control the game and to play to our strengths instead of playing to theirs.
What was it like when the fourth official put up the board, say 3 minutes left, and you're
How are you feeling?
Oh, I was kind of counting it in my head. But we dug very, very deep, and I thought Christina coming on brought a bit of legs to us, and it was exactly what we needed, and it was a massive shift from everybody. So I think it's just an amazing feeling, and I'm just really, really happy.
And when the referee finally blew the whistle, do you remember who you ran to?
I dropped to the ground. I physically couldn't even move. I was actually crying.
Really?
It's a surreal moment for us, and we went out kind of as the underdogs, and to come away with the win it's just a massive achievement for us, and I'm just delighted for the
and
club.
And to see all those Cork City fans there at the end must be a special moment as well.
Oh, absolutely, and we'll all be up there now supporting the lads later on, so I'm really looking forward to the lads game, and hopefully we'll have two cups going back to Cork.
Most magical moment of your career?
Pardon?
Is it the most magical moment of your career?
Scoring in the National Stadium, probably, yeah. Definitely.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And indeed, Clare got to watch the men also capture their cup. And huge, huge day here for Cork City. Clare shine with the winner, the player of the match performance in the women's final in the curtain raiser here today before the Cork City men's team. The dust has settled a little bit here on the stadium, as you can probably tell by the atmosphere around me. It's just the media working around, and a lot of the stewards clearing out of the stadium, having cleared all the supporters, as I said, no doubt have Cork City supporters, no doubt, have gone to the bus to maybe meet those victorious side capturing the double here today. But we're going to give another word to the Cork City women's team today, and Chris O'Mahony, the Cork City chairman, also spoke to Rory after their success.
Yeah, that probably sums it up pretty much. Very proud, delighted, amazing, I suppose, few weeks, amazing journey, I suppose, we went on over a few years, and you know, maybe I'm looking at this with rose tinted glasses, but I think we fully deserved to win. I thought Amanda wasn't really tested. For a keeper of her ability, there was nothing where you were, well, bar one little, but it was, I suppose, a self-inflicted almost thing. But in terms of the opportunities, ways created, I just think it was the way our defenders, first of all, it was a bit of a you shall not pass, you know. And at the other end, like, we had a good few chances. Claire could have had another one. She was very unlucky. Their keeper made a great save at the end with her leg, and there's a couple other ones. But look, if you said to me start of the season you're going to win a cup 1-0 or whatever it was, I wouldn't care what score it was once we won. And I suppose credit as well, the last few minutes was something we did think would happen, but the Cork City, I suppose, male fans, for want of a better phrase, were in a good few of them, with John Kennedy leading the charge, a fantastic noise, you know, just to help the players, I think, and they just loved it. And to all the clubs as well, you know, all over Cork who came up and supported, like, this great noise in here today is brilliant.
I know you've got a young baby at home, so you're used to sleepless nights, but were you nervous heading into this? Did it keep you up at night?
Well, a young baby isn't at home. He was sitting in the cup there a while ago on the pitch.
Fantastic.
Look, there was loads of stuff to do. Like, what we wanted to do was we met with Cork City pretty much 2 days after we qualified for the cup final, and we just kind of, once both teams were in, we kind of came up with a plan. They stayed in the Clayton Hotel, we stayed in the Clayton Hotel, they came up yesterday, we came up yesterday, you know, we had our dressing room set up for 9:30 this morning, I think, in fairness, because of our match being on. The lads had their dressing room set up yesterday evening, and we just wanted to do everything as professional as we can, and what better people to.
That's Cork City Women's FC chairman Chris O'Mahony speaking to Rory after today's FAI Cup final win for the women's side. It was the curtain raiser to the men's decider, which also ended in success. So Cork City supporters return Lee's side with major success from the Aviva Stadium here today. It's been a remarkable day for Cork City, the club. For Cork City, from a sporting point of view, you can see from the reaction we have online here, it's been really enjoyed. I mean, you heard from the commentary of the guys, the three of them, Dan Murray and Neil Horgan joining Rory. We'll have the podcast up shortly after 7. Maybe you'll be hitting down the road and you can have a listen back to enjoy the elation that the guys expressed, because it was just pure joy with the penalty shootout and the whole lot. But we sent Rory down to the Cork City dressing room to see if he could get some reaction, and I'm delighted to say that he got to speak to Cork City Stephen Beattie, so let's hear from him now.
I know.
Stephen Beattie, league champion, FAI Cup champion. How does that sound, sir?
Sounds decent, Rory, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, absolutely unbelievable. As I just said, we got the critics. Dublin media were hammering us. We're not this, we're not that. And Jesus, to do that now is just unbelievable, you know. He's aren't the same team without Sean. He's aren't the same team without Kev. Lost Johnny DeLevy. Three great players, but they did kick a ball in the FAI Cup, and we have to go on and win them, and have to concede an extra time, and then to go and get the equaliser. It's just something special.
Nobody can doubt who the best team in the country is.
Nobody can doubt us now. Yeah, but look, I'm not taking anything away from the Dock. The Dock are a brilliant team. You know, you can see there for probably the whole second half, we're sit back camp, and they've got players to punish him. McElhenney, McMillan, Duffy, all great players, solid back line as well. And credit to the Dock, we chased them for 3 years, and now it's a bit of revenge. But all the rivalry and all the papers and all this week, I think this, you can see even before the penalties, it's mutual respect. Two good teams, shake each other's hands, great game. Whatever happens in the penalties is a great game. So I think that was hyped up a little bit. And as I said, taking it away from the Dock, brilliant team, and they'll be ready next year.
Credit to John Caulfield, he made the subs when you went to goal down, and it was a Shield Campion who got the equaliser.
Campion struggled to get some minutes this year, you know. He was coming off the bench maybe for 2 or 3 minutes, and to come off the bench and score in a cup final in extra time, I mean, you can't write that stuff. No. Like, he's after etching himself in the Cork City history now, as well as all of us, you know what I mean? But I'm delighted for it because he's a great pro, you know what I mean? Looks after himself. It's very hard for the lads on the bench, you know. Don't know when they're going to come on, and I think that made a difference. And credit to the gaffer, he made the changes and got us over the line.
Did you put your hand up straight away for a penalty?
I knew you'd ask me that. No, only three of us put the hand up. I'm not going to name who did and who did. But we were working on it all week, watched some video where Gary goes left right, my side. He actually went the first three my side, so I just couldn't change my mind, and thank God he dove out of the way. And look, we got the job done. 5 penalties out of 5, you know what I mean? Decky Daly stuff there.
Mark McNulty took some stick during the week, and he popped up with one of the saves of the season.
Yeah, I knew Nulty would come big, you know. He doesn't mind that pressure, he sets it on himself, you know. You know, I think all that was blown out of proportion, you know. Nulty is Nulty, he's a Cork man through and through, he's a Cork fan first off, you know what I mean. There was 10 seconds of the video showing, and it was a 3 or 4 minute speed. Like,
yeah, I know.
But we didn't let it affect us, and credit to the Dock, they didn't go and try and do Nulty or anything, you know. It was all blown out of proportion, and Nulty is a fan of this club, and he's a player second. And look, I'm delighted for him, you know, really, really delighted for him.
How were you feeling when Kieran stepped up for the last one?
I knew he'd score, although he's missed two for Sligo while we played against him, so I wasn't overly confident. But phenomenal talent. He's one, I'll let you in a secret, he's one of the ones that took the hand up, said I want the fifth one. So confidence is only young for it, and that showed.
And no celebrations, Steve.
There'll be celebrations tonight, Rory, you'll be down with me. Listen.
So it's brave stuff from Stephen Beattie, Kieran Sadley, or I should say, stepping up to take that penalty today. But an emotional Stephen Beattie there sums up the feeling from the Cork City camp, the joy at capturing the double today. Cup success today on the back of league success a couple of weeks ago. It's been a phenomenal day for Cork City because we had the women's team claim their historic first ever cup victory in the opening game here today. It's been a brilliant day for Team Bench. I'm going to get the podcast up as soon as possible because we brought you live commentary of extra time and penalties. If you joined us late on the bench this evening, you can get that on redfm.ie. Shortly after 7 o'clock, going to get that up as soon as possible. It's been a day to remember. The saga between Cork City and Dundalk stretched another couple of miles at this stage today, but it's been phenomenal, and Cork City have come out the right side yet again, proving their worth. They are champions and they are the best. The Cork City League and Cup double success, and our sincere congratulations to everybody involved with the Cork City men's team, the Cork City women's team, to the supporters, enjoy the celebrations tonight. I think they'll go beyond tonight. Rory's down, as I said, speaking to the Cork City camp, so we'll have reaction from them online shortly after 7 o'clock. So stay with Red FM Sport across redfm.ie, at Big Red Bench on Twitter, Facebook, the whole lot, and we'll keep you updated there. That's our lot for this evening. Just to mention for the Gaelic Games, results today, mixed results, defeat for Blackrock. Congratulations indeed, though, to Kenturk and Knocknagree, progression in their Munster Championships. And to the Cork Camogie All-Stars, big success last night in Dublin with 8 senior